the memory of Estelle! The cheesebag. People say to me, Greece, how can you still talk about Estelle after all these years? You found a new honey, your life is normal, but Estelle, hate, I still have such hate for you. She'd get on my nerves right from the get-go. I remember one night we're getting ready for a party. I'm putting on my tie, looking in the mirror. She comes up to me and says, you know, at this party, let's have fun, please. Do you have to drink? I paused. I looked at her. I said, no, Estelle. I don't have to drink. I would like to drink, yeah. It would be nice to have a drink, yeah. She said, oh, no, here we go again. You get abusive when you drink. You know that you get abused. I said, I do not get abusive. I've tried going to these parties and just sitting there having seltzer. And you know what happens? Nothing. That's what happens. Nothing. I mean, it's boring. You sit there and you're polite. You smile. You exchange cute pleasantries with the other people there. You nod your head politely while they're talking, while you're thinking of something else to say when it's your turn to talk. And then at a reasonable hour, you make your excuses. They say, please don't go. You say, oh, we both. Oh, please stay. Well, oh, well, you have to come back. You promise to come back here. We promise. Okay, take care. Bye-bye. Ha-ha. Enjoy the dip. Puke. I like to take a drink. Because then things happen. Then things happen. Then I tell people off. I like to see what it's like to get the bums rushed to the door. I like to see how much they'll take before somebody grabs me under the arms and heaves me into the lawn, Estelle. She said, the last time we were at a party, someone said something and you started the fight. I said, because what they said was stupid, Estelle. They said that stupid philosophy. I was sad because I had no shoes till I met a man that had no feet. That's a loser's philosophy, Estelle. It's a sucker's philosophy. Guaranteed to keep you in your place. I had to jump up and say, my philosophy is, I was happy I had shoes until I met a man with hand-tooled boots. That's a philosophy guaranteed to get you someplace. As I sputtered everybody at the party. Yeah, you see, it's more fun when you drink, because that way next day you got to send flowers and little apology cards. You sit there politely with a glass of seltzer with a drink in your hand when the hostess leans over to offer you more dip. You run your hand up her leg. Stuff guaranteed to get a crowd going, Estelle. But most of all, I drink so I can stare at your face. Shut up! And I continued to knot my tie. Wiping off the mirror with the tail of my shirt because I speckled it with the vociferousness of my alliteration. Well, that night when you know Estelle decided to keep up with me. She matched me. And the next morning, I tell you what, I don't know, we overdid it to the point where I woke up with her false teeth in my mouth. She had my false teeth in her mouth. I knew it right off the bat. They didn't fit right and it tasted funny. You know, I thought, I don't remember eating that. Estelle, what did you do? Did you eat that sour dip last night as we exchanged dentures? She kind of grinned. She said, no, guess. I said, oh, no, that spaghetti sauce your mother made. You ate that? She said, no. But I guess she figured that the marriage was over anyway. I said, well, what accounts for that hideous, lingering bitterness? She said, well, I don't know if you noticed, but John Holmes was at the party and I couldn't resist. And I said, oh, are you nuts?
You think he's nuts? You ought to see his mama.
Hey.
The Grease Man on DC 101.